Well, if you meet Jesus in a parking lot today, it's going to be cold. So, you know, maybe put on the engine, start the car, warm up. It's time for a return of the best 5 minutes of the day on a 13-degree Monday, the 27th of November. And our friend Jason Kahn's on the phone at Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to our friends Jerome and Donna and everybody else who's listening this morning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else has to get up, I suppose, this morning and brave the cold.
Wednesday was a long time ago.
It was. It was a long time ago. I was thinking about it at breakfast on Saturday. Ed and I still got together.
And yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's rare that we go that long without speaking with one another.
You know, I was thinking of the breakfast on my drive-in. I'm like, you know, that Saturday morning 7 o'clock breakfast at Rand, it's like my centering time. I'm like, that's the centering breakfast. Does it serve that purpose for you?
For sure. Yeah, I would definitely say that was the case. And, you know, it does feel, as you said, like it's been a long time when we don't have that Saturday breakfast.
Right. And, you know, just a time, and I hope everybody's got something like that to just where you can take stock of the week that's been and then kind of get yourself ready for the week that's coming up. So.
Right, for sure. For sure.
Okay. So how was your Thanksgiving holiday?
It was good. Thanksgiving Day, John and Grace and Rosalie came over, and Heather's parents came into town, which was very nice. So we were able to have four generations at our house.
Wow.
And yeah, it was really good.
That's good.
And
I saw some of your pictures with Rosalie. I mean, she just brings out a higher degree of wattage of light in you.
Yeah, she does. She's definitely a life-giving source for me. I am really grateful for her. And it's just fun being a grandpa. So
my house feels like it has turned into like the Humane Society because we had Athena and then we got Wesley.
Yep.
And then Peggy suggested that maybe Evelyn would want a miniature poodle, and she got one.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, we watch Darling, the miniature poodle, quite a bit, and she's quite attached now, particularly to Peggy.
Yep.
And then a friend from out of town come in and has another, I don't know, Cocker Spaniel. I mean, we had like four dogs around. That's a lot.
So do they get after one another? Or
no, they get along pretty well.
Good, good.
The Cocker Spaniel looks like a mini lion to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
And,
yeah,
and Athena's
expecting. We would be happy to have that.
Athena's expecting December 12th or something. Yeah. So
it's going to have even more animals in your house.
Aussie doodles. Well, for a period of time, and then, Lord willing, there'll be others who want to make a home for them.
Yeah, or they'll be at your house.
I have occasionally walked two dogs, and sometimes, or three rather, but I mean, two is what I'm used to. So,
sure, yeah.
All right, yeah, we had safe travels to my, we had a couple of Thanksgivings down.
Yep.
But I tell you what, turkey is getting less respect than ever. Are you noticing that?
Oh, yeah, we didn't have turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had burgundy pepper spoon roast at our house. So,
is there any left over for me?
No, no, there's not. That's a popular dish at our house.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Did you not have turkey then?
No, I mean, one night we had chicken cordon bleu at my sister Jenny's, and at Julie's, because so many people have so many food issues, it turned into a chili bar, which was fine, but.
Huh. Sure.
And Costco makes, like, the biggest, I know they opened here November 30th, but somebody brought a pecan pie from Costco. There's a reason pecan pies are usually small, because they're so rich that you should not have a big piece of pecan pie. Man.
Yeah. Sam's Club has the same thing. Heather's parents brought apple pie and a pecan pie from Sam's Club. And I mean, they're like swimming pool.
Yeah. All right. So. We'll start to work off the pie today by reading some scripture. Hey, Dawson and Sam filled in Friday, and so they picked up, they took right
good.
To it. They took, they already took Mark 6:14-20 for us, so
excellent.
I don't know. That's a lot of scripture you got here in Letters to the Beloved, 21-29. Read what you want to in the Word, and maybe we'll leave it there today. So.
Okay, sounds good. So it says, Herodias' chance finally came on Herod's birthday. He gave a party for his high government officials, army officers, and leading citizens of Galilee. Then his daughter, also named Herodias, came in and performed a dance that greatly pleased Herod and his guests. Ask me for anything you like, the king said, and I will give it to you, he vowed. He even vowed, I will give you whatever you ask, up to half of my kingdom. She went out to ask and asked her mother, what should I ask for? Her mother told her, ask for the head of John the Baptist. So the girl hurried back to the king and told him, I want the head of John the Baptist right now on a tray. Then the king deeply regretted what he had said. But because of the vows he had made in front of his guests, he couldn't refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner to the prison to cut off John's head and bring it to him. The soldier beheaded John in prison, brought his head on a tray, and gave it to the girl, who took it to her mother. When John's disciples heard what had happened, they came to get his body and buried it in a tomb.
Okay, that's a pretty rough...
Not necessarily happy stuff.
No, it's not. That's a pretty rough portion of scripture, thanks, Jason. But we're just reading right out of the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. So.
Like Prince. Doesn't.
Yeah. Are you still there?
It's at, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have a... Well, you were kind of breaking up. Do you have a final thought on that for us this morning?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's just, it doesn't stay away from difficult things.
Yeah.
So.
That's for sure. All right. Yeah. Thankfully, we had Jason most of the way, started to kind of drop out there a little bit at the end here. Best 5 minutes of the day, and maybe we stretched over 5 minutes, and technology said, okay, that's it. You guys are done. Michigan, Ohio State. It was the big game in the college football weekend, won by Michigan, where Drew Freilich is on this Monday morning. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How are you?
Well, you know, I thought we would start with, the good news for your state, the Michigan win. Although,
yes.
I mean, I don't think, you know, when I read about that rivalry, I mean, we can't even fathom in Wisconsin the intensity there, right?
Yeah, it's like Wisconsin versus Canada. It's very intense.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
the Lions did lose, though. And,
that's true.
I know you were about to bring that up. I could hear it on the tip of your tongue. I could hear it there.
It made everybody's
tough.
Thanksgiving a little sweeter, a little better here in Wisconsin.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
I just downed a handful of deep-fried pizza rolls to sort of calm myself down after that game. So
because the Lions, I mean, you guys came in 8-2, and the expectations were finally we're good on Thanksgiving Day, right?
I know. I think we've lost, like, I think it's like
Seven in a row, yeah.
It's some crazy number like that.
Yeah.
It's just a holiday tradition, so.
Yeah. Oh, well. You're still 8-3, so that's pretty good. So.
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
All right. So you went and saw Napoleon. Now, that's my son and I, Dawson, he works here at the radio station. We'd both been seeing some of this leading up to it and felt like, hey, that looks like a cool movie. Let's go. And then the reviews have been not so great. What did you think?
Well, I went and saw it last night with my father-in-law. We have this tradition, Thanksgiving tradition. We go and watch a movie at a theater. And theaters are fancy now, too. I hadn't been in a while, but it's like recliners, like a restaurant.
Right.
So, Napoleon, I don't think I'm spoiling anything here. People have read the book or, you know, a high school history book or whatever. It was really boring.
Mm.
It was kind of like Pride and Prejudice with French people.
Okay.
It was long. it was longer than War and Peace. I don't know.
You
could go see it.
You graded it a C minus.
Yeah, I put it immediately up on Facebook, and I got lots of people like texting me. You know, some people were kind of mad at me, like, "How could you say that? It was a great movie," but it was. It was long and dull. I'll say that. I apologize if anyone loved that movie, but I was sort of like, eh, whatever.
For those of us standing on the outside that have been thinking about it, then you kind of go, oh, well, it kind of lets the air out, you know? So.
Well, I mean, think about the previews, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't they present it in a certain way? Like, oh, this is like a kind of like a action movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this might be hard to believe, but it's more like a romantic comedy.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, that's not what I'd expect.
It's not what you think it is.
No, for sure. Well, I'll tell you what.
Stay away.
We want to leave you with a smile on your face, and also listener jokes can always do that for you.
Oh, yes.
And so I know last week, Cody got an invitation to the Joke Gym in Detroit, so let's see what John gets this week.
Where did Santa get his suit? From inside the chimney.
Okay.
Wait. Break that down for me. From inside the chimney? What does that mean?
I guess, like, he got soot.
Oh, my God.
Jokes are always great when you got to explain them, right? That's for sure. It's the Whip Wake Up Show. Thank you, PCD John. We still say, I know you talk about some of your favorite MyPillow products. I got to say, my wife and I still, the MyPillow quilt, if you track that down, you're going to love it for yourself. Whoever you give it to will love it as a gift. The MyPillow quilt, outstanding.
And so, like everything else at MyPillow.com or when you call them, we got to put that plug in. Promo code WWIB. Everybody's looking for ways to save money. Usually you can save 50% or more with that promo code. So
yeah, you're going to love it. All right. And the other things, too. But again, that's one I want to really highlight. All right. Weekend recap. I mean, Caleb and I were last together on Wednesday, thanks to Josh Stream for filling in Thursday, and Dawson and Sam did a great job Friday. We get some of the highlights of their program in the podcast at WIB.com. I had my share of pie, I would say. You know, our pie poll question was, if you could have only one slice, well, I mean, I had more than that. Pumpkin and pecan, and so multiple slices. So beyond that, travel Thursday and Saturday. That seemed to be the better time to travel, the busiest time Wednesday and Sunday. And some of the people yesterday may have had some snow to deal with. It wasn't as bad on Saturday. Church decorating was going on after church yesterday, where we go, Valley Brook and Eau Claire. And my wife and I were asked to bring some goodies for the folks to enjoy afterwards. It was really great to serve. And get back behind the counter and put together some little chicken salad croissant sandwiches and the ham and cheese.
Man, you guys bring good snacks.
The whole deal, yeah. So it was my wife was in charge of that. I was her assistant for sure. But
sure.
It was a reminder about how good it is to serve. So how about you?
Well, so again, the long weekend started Wednesday night. A kind of tradition for me is making French soak pie. But again, I love when kids come along with the traditions. And so Nora, my 5-year-old, helped me with the French soak pie. I think she enjoyed the tasting aspect of it more than anything else. But yeah, we made French soak pies for Grandma Sarah's house and Grandma Vicky's house. So we really enjoyed I just really enjoyed spending that time, especially with her. And then Thanksgiving, two different Thanksgivings, one in Rice Lake, one in Dallas, Wisconsin. So some great time with family. I have to say, an unexpected highlight of the game, because you know, they talk about food and family and football. I did not expect the Packers to play that well.
I know.
And just watching that game with my dad and my brothers, when they played that well, when you were expecting them to get loose and kind of tromped on, it was
sweet.
Like just a high point of the day. It was just so much fun. And again, seeing everybody gathered together. So enjoyed that time. A lot quieter the rest of the weekend. Three out of the four kids got sick, are sick. So, we've been kind of keeping it at home. It was a great sports weekend. There were lots of good things to watch. And, again, nothing wrong with just keeping things at home and enjoying the Christmas music here in WWIB.
All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And three jokes apiece is kind of the tradition here. So let's give it a shot. I just can't let go of Thanksgiving, so my first two are Thanksgiving-related. Starting with, what did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving Day?
I'm not sure.
Quack, quack.
That's a good one. All right, now I've got to frantically find the jokes where I left them. How about this one? Again, going deep into the well of dad jokes here. Why couldn't the pony sing himself a lullaby?
Why?
He was a little hoarse.
There you go.
Tony was a little worse.
Yeah.
Okay. She likes it. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to stick with Thanksgiving. How many cooks does it take to stuff a turkey?
Not sure.
Only one, but you have to really squeeze them in there.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Good. Yes. How about winter? And again, with the fresh fallen whiteness that we saw yesterday, where do polar bears keep their money?
Where?
In a snowbank.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, there you go.
Sherry from White Dollar, someone has given us that one before. But thank you for the material.
Caleb, just a thought. I think I know how it's all going to end. Yeah, one of my kids is going to unplug my life support to charge their phone. I just know that's going to be the way.
Yes, indeed. All right, final Make Us Laugh Monday joke for me here on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-396-1670, if you'd like to leave a voicemail on the WIB listener line. Well, what does the dentist of the year get, Halvo? What does the dentist of the year get?
What?
A little plaque.
There we go. There we go.
I genuinely entertain myself.
There
with
you
these,
go.
Even if they're not that great.
Well, you know, the potluck is a church tradition that goes way back, not limited just to churches. You got it in the workplace and maybe even increasingly during the holiday season, Caleb.
Yes, and so we found, because again, there's everything on the internet, we found a list of some of the strangest, oddest, maybe unsavory things that have been brought to potlucks.
Yeah.
That people then posted for everyone to find.
So here we go. Someone says, we had a potluck and someone brought some Doritos. People started eating them and complaining they tasted like dirt. We looked at the bag and they expired in 2018. This was a mixed department potluck and we haven't found the person that brought the 5-year-old chips.
I think it's more impressive that they actually kept them around that long.
Wow.
Someone else from the internet said someone made brownies with ground meat in them, brought them to a church potluck. My vegetarian friend discovered this when she bit into one. She was more confused and horrified about their existence than she was upset about actually eating meat. Let's just put some ground chuck in with the brownies, along with the walnuts. Yeah.
It's just left over here on the counter. Someone else says that they went to a potluck and someone brought deviled eggs, and instead of sprinkling paprika, thought, you know what, let's just go with a little cinnamon.
Sure. Deviled eggs are so good. They always
are really good.
Fast at potlucks. Someone says an apple pie was brought, but they didn't have apple pie spices like clove, cinnamon, or nutmeg. Instead, they used taco seasoning by accident and just thought, yeah, people will roll with it.
There we go. Flexibility. This one caught our attention. Someone says, as everyone's eating, one of the women says, I'm sorry if you find any cat hair in the green bean casserole. My cat kept getting up on the counter to nibble at the edges.
Wow. Wow. Things that have been actually brought to potlucks. Final one. Someone says, I worked at a patient care clinic with mostly nurses. Keep that in mind, nurses. One nurse brought mashed potatoes inside of a Walmart bag. Not inside of a bowl inside of a Walmart bag. Mashed potatoes loose inside of a plastic Walmart bag that could have had raw chicken or anything else. A nurse.
Wow. There you go. Strange potluck stories.
The luck in potluck.
Yeah, right. 'Tis the season, holiday parties, and so we've got some rules to become the world's best party guest, Caleb.
Yes, these are from the book Party Manners by David Laskin.
Uh-huh. I
haven't heard of it, but we're giving you some now. Give a clear answer if you are coming or not. The worst thing you can do is appear to be holding out for a better offer for a better party. If you have to check with your significant other, just say so and make sure you give them an answer as soon as possible. Ways to be a great party guest.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because on Facebook, right, there's the invites and then you express initially if you're interested. And I think a lot of people kind of go that way. Like, I'm interested, but that doesn't mean I'm coming. So another thing is bring a gift. It shouldn't be lavish or ostentatious. If you're giving flowers, have them sent the day before with a handwritten card. I don't know what kind of party this is, but anyway, those are some thoughts. Maybe a box of chocolates or some cheese from Wisconsin, huh?
Yeah, again, David Laskin, Party Manners. He says never arrive early. Lateness, of course, is also bad, but it's even worse to show up 30 minutes early where you will inconvenience your harried hosts who are bound to be in the middle of meal preparation or stuffing things into closets.
So then it's kind of interesting. I don't know how you think. Usually I'm like be just a few minutes after the appointed. I mean, it's hard to be exact, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, they're
just saying don't show up really early
right.
when they're doing all their last minute
things. Exactly. Yeah, there you go. You were having us over anyhow. I thought you wouldn't mind if I was here an hour early. Greet your host by name when you arrive.
How about this one? Be a gracious guest. And he says, don't be a hero and insist, like force yourself to help. Don't wander around the kitchen getting in everyone's way. When asked what you'd like to drink or which kind of soup you'd prefer, don't answer whatever's easiest. He says the easiest for your host is for you to make up your mind.
That's interesting because I think a lot of folks can answer in that regard.
Yeah.
Another thing is that you recommended that you should mingle. If the host isn't around to introduce you to folks, it's perfectly acceptable to do it yourself. The only thing worse than an obnoxious guest is somebody who's just completely silent, who stares blankly at the rest of the party.
That sounds like me.
Oh, no.
Introvert. Don't touch the TV remote or the music on the stereo just because you were told to make yourself at home does not mean you should actually do those things.
And just adding to that, like sitting on the chair, putting your feet up on some of the furniture, maybe not recommended. Offer timely help. If you notice your guests are frantic, by all means, help out. Same rule also holds true for spills. Feel free to jump into action immediately.
Again, rules for being a great party guest. Eat when served. It's polite to wait until everyone is served before chowing down. But if your hosts tell you not to wait, then don't wait.
Volunteer to help clear the dishes. Don't stack them on the table. This isn't a restaurant.
How about this one? Leave at the right time. At the right time. When you start noticing, hey, yeah, it's getting time to leave, then don't wait around.
Yeah.
I know our Wisconsin goodbye, right? But they're just saying be quick about it. Say your goodbye. Say your thank yous. And go.
And finally, thank them again. Drop them a handwritten note. Maybe send an email, something like that. But just something that you really appreciated, and let them know you were grateful for the chance to be there.